The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's funny because the doctor said I'd be doing fine as well. 7 after the hour is Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Sunshine, lollipops, roses. The 19th of the month, the 19th of May is upon us. And the vital forces of health, Ken Kessler, are at work. So Jennifer's off today, right? Isn't Jennifer doing something that she said she started on Friday?
She was out. She was out with friends seeing Tim McGraw last night.
Oh, is that what it is?
Huh. I think so.
She was upset because I talked about her father on Friday. However, her father's much better, and so am I. Yesterday, I probably should. I'm on Vicodin, and what else am I on? What is that stuff? OxyContin. Okay. So I had about 4 o'clock yesterday. John the Junk Man visited the farm over the weekend. John the Junk Man does a great job of cleaning up the yard, and is, as you might imagine, if you've ever been on a farm, there are all kinds of things around that are left over from other things being fixed. We don't throw anything away. Things get dismantled, and we use those pieces to fix other things that need to be fixed. So John and I were working yesterday afternoon, and diligent as we were moving a 500-gallon tank that was leaning up against the side of a truck body. And I was on the truck body, and he was on the ground, and we were pushing and pushing and pushing and grunting and groaning and, oh, doing all those things that real men do. So, it's an uh-oh, you're already there. So, the barrel, the tank moved. I lost my, grip. I don't know if it was grip. No, it wasn't grip. I lost my balance. And with it, I fell. The truck body about 4 feet off the ground. And so I couldn't. I'm usually pretty good about balancing myself and coming back, but I didn't. And I fell off of the truck and whacked my shoulder against the side of the truck and went down and rolled over and missed a stake sticking out of the ground by about an inch, which would have left me in worse shape than I am. So anyway, as I'm going down, I whack the side of the truck, and I can feel my shoulder go. Yes, so it was rivet day for me. As it went down, I rolled over to try to roll away from it. You know how you do that? Sometimes you roll away from actually getting the... I had that much presence of mind, but I didn't roll enough. So when I get up, I couldn't move my arm. It was just hanging there. So I did a Murtaugh. You know what doing a Murtaugh is? Remember Lethal Weapon when Murtaugh knocked his shoulder out and then he knocked it back in again? So I pushed mine back in, but I could feel, you know, at the moment, instantly, that I wasn't going to be able to move it well, or it didn't move well. And anyway, long story short, I went to the hospital because I couldn't. As soon as you know, when you do something like that, as soon as you do it, you know, and so I did what seemed to be the smart thing to do: get in the car and drive down to the hospital, and went in and they X-rayed it and did the usual stuff. 3 hours later, I have a sling on and a prescription for something because I'm going to hurt a lot more today. The doctor says you'll hurt more today than you did yesterday, and you'll hurt more tomorrow than you do today. So I'm not big on Oxy. I'm not going to take much of that because the pain, you mitigate it by moving it or not in the right way. So I have a sling, and I can't move as fast with my utilities here, so bear with me. If I am not, if it sounds like either I'm a little loopy, or if it sounds like I'm not on talking about game. I think conversationally, I'll be fine. It's just if I have to do a little research or I have to actually sound like I know what I'm talking about, that may or not be the case. So the hologram of Michael Jackson, which made its debut last night, mirroring his slick dance moves. Did you see any of that last night, Billboard Music Awards?
I only watched Michael Jackson's part of it.
Oh, you did. So, Justin Timberlake was saying he did pretty well.
Wasn't interested.
Yeah. Timberlake, I think, is he's one of those appealing sorts that people like of all ages. So he did a nice job. And then there were some other interesting things going on. The top new artist was Lorde. Is that related to
Lorde?
Is this a male or a female?
It's a female singer, but I think it's the name of the group.
Oh, okay. Top male artist was Timberlake. Female artist, Katy Perry. Top duo, Image Dragons. I don't know much about them. What do you know?
Imagine Dragons.
Them, too. I told you I wasn't going to be very accurate today. I can see some of the letters.
I'm all about the helping.
It's very good. So the top Billboard album was Justin Timberlake, The 2020 Experience. Top R&B album was The 2020 Experience. Hasn't he been on the road with some black performers a lot of it this past year?
It wouldn't surprise me because this latest album is much more R&B than he usually does.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a classic R&B kind of thing. But he was on the road. I think he was somewhere in Europe, actually, over the weekend. And he appeared via satellite to accept his awards.
Really? All right, so we'll go through some of those. Jerry Vale died. For those of you who are... He wasn't that old. He was 83, for heaven's sakes. I thought he was older than that. He used to live he was a New Jersey guy. His real name, if I remember correctly, was Gennaro Vitaliano. I remember interviewing him any number of times when I was doing a program on the arts. And his music is very, very... The sort of songs that he would sing were the supper saloon songs. Volare, Al di là, great Italian songs. So maybe we'll dig some of those up and present. It's kind of a sad note. AT&T has agreed to buy DirecTV for close to $50 billion. Big business news of the day. $50 billion. So how does that affect? Let's see. I have DirecTV. Do I have DirecTV? No, I used to have DirecTV. I now have Time Warner. Now, I didn't Time Warner, but get bought out by Comcast? Isn't that a deal that's supposed
still
to be
in the works?
Through? Is it really? So the AT&T deal gives DirecTV shareholders $95 a share. They have to take over the debt, but the value is $67 billion of this thing. Wow. Whew. There you go.
And you know what? Yesterday, already, I got a robocall from AT&T about bundling up my TV service. I didn't even hear about this deal yet.
So what did the call say? The bundling it how?
Well, I got rid of her because I wasn't interested. So, but I couldn't believe it already. And I heard about the deal like an hour later, but I was like, wow, they're already out there hitting the trail trying to drum up some business.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the business of being a big business is all about, right? So we support the small business people here with our entrepreneurial adventures that are going to expand the 1st of June. Stay tuned for those details. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here to monitor the social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day in a moment. Biff Mantel will bring us up to date. Pretty exciting weekend in sports, so we'll have that report. If you are like most men and women, you know that healthy blood flow is the key to living a better life. It's true. The improved blood pressure, healthier circulation, enhanced functions of your body, better quality of life is what you get when you buy Heart Factors Plus and you use it every day. It opens up the arteries and veins, gets blood into your muscles, into your heart, into your brain. It is highly recommended because it does such a wonderful performance. It performs well, as I get from time after time these emails that people send me. I'm coming to the same conclusion. It was a good idea for us to promote Heart Factors Plus because people have restored blood pressure. They have less swelling in their feet if that's a problem. That's what you, as good circulation, it goes throughout your body. It takes care of things like that. So It's once you try it, you'll be reordering it. I guarantee you that. And if it doesn't work for whatever the reason, you get your money back. So you win on both sides. You get to try something, see if it works. If it doesn't work, get your money back. If it works, you keep getting it. It's the way of the world. It works. It's good. I take it. You'll take it. You'll like it. 800-577-8560 is the number for Heart Factors Plus. Easy number, 800-577-8560. Order it now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get a free bottle of the brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Do it today while you're thinking about it. Better yet, as a matter of fact, call right now and get an upgrade to priority shipping free. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus, making your life, your body much better. 800-577-8560.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome massive response.
This mine's boring.
Whoa, talking super exciting.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Sports Minute with Evan Mantle. Actual length may vary.
All right. So here's your Sports Minute with Evan Mantle.
Wait a minute. No. Biff.
What just happened?
Biff Mantle.
Evan Biff Mantle.
All right. Mom. I'm ready to go. Here we go.
Look, Mom, no hands.
Yeah.
The big news of the weekend, California Chrome winning the Preakness by a length and a half. That sets up the chance to win the Triple Crown at the Belmont Stakes on June 7th. That's a couple weeks from now. It's been 36 years since Affirm last won the Triple Crown in 1978. 12 horses have won both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, but have failed to win the Belmont since Affirm did it back in 78. In other news, we have the NHL and NBA Conference Finals starting. They both started up over the weekend. Early rounds, could be anybody's game. We've got the Rangers against the Canadiens in the NHL, and then we have the Blackhawks against the Kings also in the NHL. In the NBA, we have the Pacers against the Heat, and we have the San Antonio Spurs against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Should be some really good action, no matter what your preference is. If you like sports, I highly recommend it.
Really? That's it? You don't know that you're supposed to fill until we get to the 21 past the hour? What's the matter with you? You've been on radio long enough to figure that out.
I'm honored that you find me a professional, Doug. Thank you very much.
Wow. At least you've made it this far. 21 after on Good Day.
The
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow.
To a 888-302-3684. He's being laid to his rest today. His name is Gennaro Luis Vitaliano. Started performing in New York supper clubs as a teenager. Had 50 charting albums. That, Kenny, is some kind of a record. 50 albums with songs like this. A lot of American-Italian songs. His biggest hit was You Don't Know Me, but he pretty much got this sort of thing and ran with it because he could. It was so easy. He was in the same era as Perry Como, considered the same sort of singer, although he didn't want to do television like Perry Como did. He liked to travel and do concert dates, so he had usually three or four a week. And we'd go big cities, small towns. I remember he was in Framingham every year. And the women just... identified. He'd go around the room and almost talk to you as he was singing.
Tell me that you're
good looking guy, short guy. I remember that much about him.
Have you looked into your heart?
I probably interviewed him four or five times when I was doing my local Boston program. I did a weekend program on the arts. And that's how I actually first started working with Bob Kay, who is now my general manager. But this was in the late 60s. And he looked pretty much, whenever I saw him over a 10-12 year period, he always looked the same. Didn't age at all. You know what, Kenny, you know, think about the songs. He started being probably in the 50s, 60s, 70s. He got three decades out of his career. Era. Vic Damone, Al Martino, who else can you think of, Kenny? Who are these sort of supper club saloon singers that all had the same basic material. They're all Italian. Buddy Greco, Al Martino, Bobby V to a certain extent, although he became more of a pop guy. Isn't there, there's one more that I'm not, Perry Como I mentioned. Isn't there one more, though? There's a big Italian singer.
Where you walk, flowers bloom.
Everybody I think of is more like Rat Pack.
Yeah, right. And he was
same
not.
Same sort of thing, but bigger.
Yeah, right.
The next level.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But he enjoyed what he did, was successful, had a good long career, and kind of neat. All right, so we pass on the passing of Jerry Vale, 28 at the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Gara LaMarche. Coming right up, why is the Supreme Court declining in popularity?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. The guy makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and LaMarche. Why is the Supreme Court declining in popularity over the last 20 years? And should we have term limits for justices or chief justice?
The decline is commensurate and concomitant with the decline in all institutions. There's a view of the Supreme Court now that it's not as impartial. It was never really super impartial. People come with their beliefs. But there was a notion in our democracy, our republic, that there is something, an institution above the law and impeccable and unapproachable. That is no longer the case. It's been politicized, so it's diminished in its stature along with all the other institution at this time. But I don't think that the answer to that would be term limits.
Yeah, right. The Supreme Court's standing has diminished. I don't think Bush versus Gore, Citizens United, things like that helped it. But the fact is, I'm very wary, even though I hear some liberals now urging term limits. I'm very wary of it. It's a double-edged.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179. Two cases for only $3. $355 or get three cases for only $515 and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Like the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's not a bad average, right? I mean, 1 in 10 out of the entire population. You know how many that is? Adult listeners who are available for our ears. Woohoo! Monday. There's nothing about today. Nothing that will... Although I think I sound fairly normal, don't I?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
manner of speaking, anyway. For those of you who just joined us, I fell off of one of the trucks on the farm yesterday, and I threw my shoulder out, so I'm on some sort of pain medication that may or may not find me sounding like I know what I'm talking about. So if I get into trouble, Ken's here to rescue me, monitoring facebook.com/goodday show, Twitter at Gooday. Matter of fact, why don't we review some of the things, the big items of interest that people are following, the stories that they, our listeners, you, our listeners, people who respond anyway, feel are important, so I can start the morning, at least this half hour of the Gooday program, with my leg up, Kenny.
Lots and lots of comments about the Michael Jackson hologram at last night's Billboard Music Awards.
Most talked about performance last night was Michael Jackson. Yeah. You don't kill guys like that.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing, huh?
Chris says, the Michael Jackson hologram was wrong, no matter how Sony tries to butter it up as what he would have wanted.
Why? Having not seen it, well, you watched it. Why was it? What did you object to it?
No, I didn't object to it at all. It seems like people either loved it or hated it, and the ones who hated it feel like it was disrespectful, that it was some kind of crass commercialization of somebody who was dead and couldn't make the decision to what they were going to do.
Well.
I mean, it was like a if you haven't seen it, it's like a
CGI sort of technology that they had him, and it looked very real.
Okay, he was actually performing there. Yeah.
And he was there singing, dancing, performing to this new song from his new album. The new album is a collection of songs. He has rumored to have like 100 songs that he recorded and put in a vault so that there would be a continuous revenue stream for his children.
Mm-hmm. And, well, there is that, to be sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but it looked very real. But a lot of people are upset that this is.
Well, what do they? It doesn't hurt him any. If he's dead, why is there? What do you revere this fellow so much? You don't think that there should be some sort of a way for him to continue to honor his own presence? At least he had the presence of mind. Although this wasn't his creation, and he created the things that they used to put this together. Right? I mean, they wouldn't have had any material had he not performed and been as popular and as good at what he did as he was.
And the performance was very much a Michael Jackson kind of performance. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as if a little while back there was a TV commercial where Fred Astaire is pushing a vacuum cleaner.
I remember John Wayne was in some commercial back away, a couple of them actually.
But it wasn't like that. It wasn't like they took his likeness and they used it to sell some other product that he wasn't involved in or didn't make the decision to support. It wasn't something that like they took him and had him doing something. He wasn't singing a country song. He wasn't doing something silly that he would not have done. This was very true to the kind of performer that he was.
So our poll today at DougStefan.com asks what you thought of the Michael Jackson hologram performance at the Billboard Awards last night. A, it was amazing. I loved it. B, the technology was incredible, but it made me sad. C, it was okay, but not a big deal. D, it was just wrong. Let him rest in peace. And our poll left over from Friday or over the weekend is a focus on probiotics. There's a lot of information that we published. We have a continuing stream of information. The supermarket guru box. Phil Lempert is the supermarket. Say hello, Doug. The supermarket expert. And every day we post things from his blogs, and he was all about probiotics, which is something that I'm very big on. It's helping me and has helped me a lot in my life. Any of you who have taken antibiotics need to be on a probiotic for sure. So our poll on Friday, do you take probiotics? 33% of you said yes, you do every day, which is very smart. Good for you. I'm proud of you. 21% of you said once in a while. 20% said no, I'm concerned about side effects. Huh? Side effects. The only side effects from taking probiotics is that your gut will be better and you'll have a stronger immune system. That's the only side effect from that. 18% wanted to know what probiotics were, and 9% said I've been meaning to, but I keep from forgetting. So let me just give you a quick course in probiotics. But the better course is to just go to the supermarket guru box at DougStefan.com. As a service, we do all sorts of things that are there that are in your interest. So in terms of probiotics, there are billions and billions and billions of these little cells, for lack of a better way of describing them, that are available in sometimes liquid form, sometimes capsule form, powder form. The powder form, I think, is the most effective. That's what I have found. So let's say you are on an antibiotic. Let's say you have an infection. Doctor gives you an antibiotic to treat it. Or there's something where you have a really bad virus, flu, something like that, and you're put on an antibiotic. And sometimes they're pretty strong. And what they do is they kill all of the good, whether it's the bacteria that has caused the problem or the good bacteria, because your body needs billions and billions and billions of these bacteria in order to stay healthy. So if you don't have them in your system, you will become very compromised. Your immune system will not work, and you'll get sick. So the probiotics offer you the opportunity to get the good bacteria back into your system. Sometimes, on rare occasions when I've taken an antibiotic, I have taken probiotics at the same time. But you keep them in your system to keep your gut healthy. You can't take too many of them. It's just, you're not anything that was in excess, you'd flush out of your system anyway. But there's no such thing as too many good bacteria. So that's why we had the focus on Friday, and that's why we had the poll. And I wonder if there's any comment on that, Kenny, as we continue to figure out what's going on. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Was that an issue that people thought was interesting over the weekend?
I don't see anything about
okay.
that.
Now, what else do you have that you're looking at that you want to pursue?
Mostly it's Michael Jackson. A comment about Donald Sterling. Marty says that he should not be fined for free speech, should not be fired. If you don't like him, he apologized. You should move on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I disagree with that, frankly. I think that much too much has been made of this. I watched a debate on CNN where I was sitting in the hospital bed last night. Ben Ferguson, who's a pretty good kid, is on in Memphis, and he's been around. He's making a pretty good career for himself. He and a couple of black guys were on this discussion talking about Donald Sterling and how one guy said he's going to get his because they'll take the team away from him if he refuses to pay his fine. Are you kidding? You think he's going to let these guys, it may be in the bylaws and all that other stuff, but all of it is subject to lawyers. What I didn't know is that he's had three teams of lawyers already. Do you know that, Kenny? Sterling's had a battery of three legal teams already advising him. And, of course, the fellow that wants you to think ill of Sterling, and I don't think good of Sterling, but I'm just interested in the 2+2 for this guy, was that none of them liked him and they didn't like the case and they knew he was going to lose. So why would you get yourself involved in something like that? Maybe that's maybe the subtruth of that, maybe not. But under the circumstances, this is far from over. Far from being over.
Yeah.
And this is not going to be something that today they say do this and tomorrow he does it. He's not going to do that. Anyway, all right, so is that all the Sterling stuff?
Yeah, that's it for Sterling. I've got a couple comments left over from Friday and over the weekend about Casey Kasem.
The continuing saga of Casey Kasem, whether he was actually on this Indian reservation for healing or he was at a friend's house, what seems to be the bottom line there, at least at this point?
Since he was found and he's okay, most of the comments are kind of funny. Grant says, we are finally getting better at this searching thing. Our new time to beat is 6 days in finding an 82-year-old man on vacation.
That's pretty funny. What else have you got?
Michael says, how is it we can find a single person in a nationwide search but have yet to find a giant airplane with hundreds of people?
Oh, you haven't heard?
What?
It's on the ground. Well, that's been on the ground for a long time. Anyway, I was being facetious. Please go ahead.
One more. Baker says, Gene would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Right, those nasty kids want to know where their father is and that he's okay. All right, the wildfires where you are, Ken's in Southern California, outside of San Diego. Last we heard on Friday, there were a lot of devastating blazes. The Southern California area, because it's as hot, Santa Ana winds scorched many of the areas. Is this, of course, the climate change debate comes front and center with everything that happens in the weather. Whether you get a shower today or not, or whether it's 85 and it's only supposed to be 84, everything today is politicized by the White House and these people who want you to believe that the world is coming to an end because of global warming, because you nasty so-and-so, are burning fossil fuel. So how is it where you are?
I haven't heard a lot about that. There's a lot of concern because this time of year, it's usually cloudy. We don't usually have the drought problem that we have. From what I understand, they have already, firefighters have already been dispatched to like 1,500 fires since the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's 800 in the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is huge already.
Yeah, yeah.
This bout of fires from last week, there have been a couple of arrests that a lot of the information has not been released. A couple of the smaller fires are believed to have been started by troublemakers.
People who should be hung by their thumbs.
That's part of why they're keeping a lot of this information private. As long as they can, because people will be very, residents here will be very upset, and the safety of these of these perpetrators might be in question. Most of the fires from last week have been contained. I think there's one or two that are still they're like 80 or 90% contained, though.
So didn't they arrest somebody? An arson suspect was taken in over the weekend. Didn't I see that?
Yeah, I think a couple of them and unrelated. We had like 10 or 12 different fires countywide, and they did arrest a couple people. Mm. One of the problems that they're having right now is tourists who want to see the devastation.
You've got
families who are just getting to the point where they're allowed to go back and see if there's anything left,
mm-hmm.
and you have people coming through who want to take pictures.
Mm.
It's a little ghoulish.
Yeah, it is ghoulish. All right, thanks for that update. It's 14 before the hour. If you're tired of trying wrinkle creams that simply do not work, and what about the bags under your eyes? You still see the bags under your eyes. That's why GenuCell with instant effects is different. GenuCell uses iUrCell. It's a state-of-the-art stem cell technology product. Targets bags, puffiness, and lines around your eyes, and the results have been incredible. Again, stack of email, people who send in results. People like to talk. I remember when we first started doing things like this many years ago, you'd never get a good... Nobody would send in, we didn't have email then, but nobody would take the time to send in a note and say, hey, this is a great product, or hey, you did a great job today, or hey, I was inspired by this interview, or yada, yada. No, didn't used to do that at all. Now, maybe it's because it's easier for you to just get online and send an email to Doug@DougStephan.com that I hear comments from these people once they have said goodbye to the fine lines, the crow's feet around your eyes. In fact, you'll see results in 12 hours. 12 hours. The most effective all-natural skincare products come from Chamonix. They've been at it for a long time. They work better than anything you've ever used. The results are transformational. GenuCell is simply the latest in a number of products. Stop the guessing game. Start looking younger today. Call 800-543-9262. Put this on your... I've been using this. I love their products. Esotique, we started talking about that, I think, last year at this time. And by the way, when you call 800-543-9262, mention Doug Stephan, you'll get a jar of that legendary cream for the rest of your face. Esotique and GenuCell, 800-543-9262. The state of the art is serum that comes from stem cell therapy. 800-543-9262. Ask her by name. 800-543-9262. GenuCell for a wonderful wrinkle-free face.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
I'm concerned about our own government spying on us. We should all be worried. In today's high-tech world, government has the ability to watch us through our computers, phones, cars, and buses, through traffic and security cameras at airports and on our streets, through heat scanners and drones, through smart utility meters, and in hundreds of other ways. Officials can photograph our mail, track the locations of our phones and cars, and sometimes even remotely activate microphones and cameras. The excuse for all this spying is that it makes us safer. But does it? We ought to look through the lens of liberty and realize that the real danger is losing our freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
888-302-3684, one way to be in touch. Another way, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. Another way, email to Doug@DougStefan.com, or any of the players, whether it be Richie or Roberta or Jennifer or Kenny. Help yourself. We're at your service and on your side on the Doug Steffan Good Day Monday program.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffan Good Day program. We have lots of information, service items, advice. Somebody asked me last Friday to summarize what we have for advice. Well, every day it starts, I mean, advice, I guess. It depends on how you define that. We have the regular conversation about what's going on in the news, and our advice is to believe what we tell you. Excuse me.
That's right.
I don't know why that tickled me, but it just did. But then there are these legitimate sources of information like Tech Talk Time. Every day on the air, we have advice on health with four different practicing MDs on the program during the course of the week. That's pretty unprecedented. You won't find another program with that. We have travel advice. We have home improvement advice. We have how to take care of your pet advice. We have exercise advice. What am I missing? There are all kinds of, I mean, you name it, we'll advise you with helpful things that will work their way into your life, your everyday life. For example, Shelley Palmer is with us today, as he usually is during Tech Talk time, to talk about Volunteer Garage. Volunteer Garage connects your computer to a grid of volunteer computers, finding answers to some big scientific questions. So we'll have that information for you and other important things coming up here as we continue along on Good Day.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Today on Shelley Palmer
digital living.
Have you ever wished your technology could do more? Forget about multitasking. What if your computer could help the world? That's the idea behind Volunteer Garage, which connects you to a volunteer computing grid so you can donate your computer's processing time to a network of volunteer computers. That power is then used to find answers to all sorts of big scientific questions, like how to battle climate change or how to cure cancer. If Volunteer Garage sounds like something you'd want to do, it's easy to sign up. Head over to volunteer-garage.com and decide which project you'd like to volunteer your computer for. Then download the software, which runs in the background of your computer and communicates with the project server to send any data back and forth. That's all it takes. If you're willing to let the program run in the background while you go about your business, you can help combat the biggest problems facing our world today without lifting a finger. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the Memorial Day sale. Book by May 26th for travel by June 2nd. Hotels.com. The obvious choice.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
High schoolers from all around the world came together in L.A. in the spirit of competition and smarts. Jay Curtis is here to report on the winner of the biggest pre-college science competition on Earth, with more than $5 million in awards and scholarships that were at stake.
About 1,700 young scientists, engineers, next-generation entrepreneurs, and makers from around the world gathered in Los Angeles, California to compete at the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. This year's top prize and $75,000 goes to Nathan Hahn, a 15-year-old from Boston.
This is like an amazing experience. This is like the best day of my life.
He developed a machine learning software tool to study mutations of a gene which has been linked to breast cancer. Intel Foundation President Wendy Hawkins says the awards given out by Intel have an impact on the students for years and even decades.
They will go back home and they will be celebrated in their home state of Massachusetts or in Singapore or in Germany, and they will carry this with them for the rest of their lives.
For more, go to intel.com/education. That's Newsbreak from Intel.
From Intel. Intel has it that forces apparently loyal to a renegade Libyan general have led a military assault against lawmakers in that country, challenging the legitimacy of the weak central government in Libya. That's some of the news that we'll talk about through the course of the morning here on Good Day.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.